the Quran is like a manual book to the human, as like whenever you buy a product and you don't know how to operate it, there's troubleshooting, it's not working, you look at the manual. The manual is like is the key that helps you understand the known of the product. Same thing with the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is the manual to us that tells us that how we should clean our spirit, how we should get all the bad deeds away and wash away our sins. There's also a story about an old man and his grandchild in a faraway land. And every morning, the grandfather would read the Quran. And so would the son, but he didn't know what was the meaning of it. He didn't know why he was reading it. He just thought, okay, let me just read it with him. So one morning, he asked, why do you always use the Quran if you don't understand what it means? He said, I'll show you. So he said to get this coal bucket. A coal bucket back then was like a basket that had many holes in it, that you put coal in there. So whenever you like coal and you put it into a fireplace, it would warm it up. So there was a coal bucket. And he told him to go down the river, fill it with water, and bring it over here. He's like, okay. So he goes down, he fills it with water, and by the time he comes back, he's like, oh my gosh, look, there was holes in it, so all the water came out. He's like, well then try harder. So he goes back, except for walking back, he starts taking longer strides. He comes back and he's still empty. Then he gets angry at his uncle and says, see, I can't do it, can you try doing it? He's like, here, I'll stand outside and let's see if you can do it. He's like, okay. So he starts running. He goes back in with the water, and when he comes back, it's still empty. He's like, I can't do it. And he says, look closer in the back. He looks inside, and what he finds is that there's still no water. He's like, he says, what's the difference? He's like, look closer. He's like, it's only clean. That's exactly what the Holy Quran does. The Holy Quran washes away our spirits, takes all the black spots in our heart away, and makes us more closer to Allah. After Karbala, after all the men were martyred and the Imam Jalaluddin and his son, all the heads were on spears and they were going to Gufan Sham. Bibi Sakina was going down without her hijab, down to Kufa and Sham. She was going down, and then when she got into the Garden of Eve, Bibi Zena, even though she was given water, she was still really sad. She was still crying. One day, whenever they were in the prison, a servant came down. It was the wife of Yazid, and she asked, Bibi Zena, who are you? Please tell me. She said, I know you are sinned. Then she got surprised that if she knows who I am, how do I not recognize her? He's like, I am Bibi Zena. She got surprised and said what had happened. She told her the event of Karbala, how Imam Hussein, all the 72 men had died, and how their bodies were trampled in there, and heads were chopped and put on spears. Maybe thinking how she was still really sad. She was always crying for her father. One morning came over to her father Salah. Imam Zainab Bibi Zainab comes up to and tries to wake Sakina off her father Salah. She wouldn't wake up, and when she tried to wake up, she still wouldn't wake up. She called Imam Zainab-ud-Din to wake her up to help her. When she goes there, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Bibi Zainab got the message that her niece had just now passed away. May Allah curse all the people against Islam and people that are in Yazid and everybody that were against Islam. And now I want Mulana Shirazi to shed some light about this month's and how we should...